have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Listen, we are super excited you are with us on today, and we just want you to know thank you, thank you, thank you for your support and your love. It truly is a blessing to know that you are supported. I want to say a shout out to our wonderful producer and CEO, that is Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We love you so much and are so thankful for you and our Elation Radio family. I want to say thank you so much to you, the listening audience. Again, you consistently show up and show out, and for that we say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to also mention my wonderful husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you for your love and support. But none of it, I mean absolutely none of it, would be well without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Abba Father. So we honor them on today. Listen, I don't know what kind of week you've had. I just know great is our Lord and greatly is he to be praised. He's worthy of all of our praise. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, and we love him ever, ever so much. So we're asking that you will pray with us. We're going to begin by sharing with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. So if this is your first time listening in, welcome, welcome, welcome. I would love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace that is truly what Just For You is all about. I want to again say thank you that we are all here in the same place at the same time, only by the grace of God. Are you aware you did not wake yourself up this morning? Not your alarm clock, not your family. Listen, it was the grace of God that woke us all up and started us on our way. So we are extremely grateful that he thought so much of each and every one of us. Listen, life was going to be what the world calls lifing, but I'm telling you today, we are to be grateful for our days, grateful for our time, grateful because he's God. On today, before we begin our wonderful exhortation, we are going to pray. Like I said, nothing could be done without the Lord. So we acknowledge him and take this time to give him his just due through prayer. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you and praising you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and who you are. We wouldn't be here today without you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you for the love that you have for each and every one of us. And Lord, we say thank you for being our problem solver, our heart fixer, our mind regulator. Whatever we need, we find in you. Thank you for strength on today. Someone may have gone through so much on this week. Would you let them know you're the healer, you're the deliverer, you are able to do and take care of every situation. And for that, we say thank you. We ask, oh God, that you come into this podcast. Have your divine way, Abba Father. Let your hand rest upon it. Let the words be spoken be your words. And let our hearts be encouraged and empowered. Please forgive us all of our sins, and we will forgive others as you have forgiven us. Lord, be with us, lead us, guide us, and direct us. And let joy overtake us. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, listen, thank you so much for praying with me. Two or three gathered in his name. Listen, He is being glorified. So on today, on our exhortation, we're going to talk about unity. We're going to talk about what it means to be unified. We want to talk about why we think that word is important and where do we get some of the terms that we often hear entitled the fivefold ministry. So we will be studying out of Ephesians 4. We're going to go through it very quickly, and then we're going to just allow the Lord to just give us some insights and some nuggets so that we're refreshed and understand that he is with us. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. So let us go to the book of Ephesians, which is in your New Testament, and it reads as such, beginning at the first verse. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. What does that mean? You shouldn't be high-minded. You shouldn't think you're the stuff. You shouldn't be walking around with the mindset of thinking that your heart and your mind is so much better than others that you walk in pride. It doesn't say not to be confident, but to carry yourself in a way that is humble. Hallelujah. So that is what the word is saying. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What does that mean? He wants us to be able to be blessed to know what peace is. All right? He wants us to endure peace. There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in the hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led the captives captives and gave gifts to all men. And now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? So he came here to teach us to live by example what we should be like, being connected to heaven. This is Paul. He's teaching the Ephesians how to live right, what's the mindset to have, and how to do what we need to do, that we are an example of God's goodness. All right? The Bible goes on to tell us he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. Here's our scripture that we often hear of called the fivefold ministry. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. These are the works of the ministry. These are the fivefold ministry, but it has a working. And this is very important because people live by titles and not the work. Now, we don't have time today fully to teach on the works of an apostle, prophet, and some evangelist. We definitely want to make sure that people understand and know that God is who he is and that he's able to do whatever his word says he will do. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The Bible says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So these fivefold ministries help us to be strong in the Lord that we can live a fulfilled life in Christ. You cannot live on your own. You need him and you need the word. It's impossible. I hear people say all the time, well, he knows my heart. He knows, but the question I want to ask is, does he know you? Do you really know him? And if so, what do we know about him? If it's found in the word, we can measure what the word says, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking in truth, in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is dead, which is the head, even Christ. Let me read that again. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So he's telling us, listen, he's powerful, he's mighty, he's strong. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Know who he is and how he helps us, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. This comes when we don't have in our hearts those things that are fulfilled through the word of God. It allows us to think a certain way. As a believer, as one that accepts Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you must govern your mind. You must govern your heart. In all things, you should think about how the Lord would want you to handle something. How does he want us to live? What does he want us to do? Do we make excuses? Do we not do the things that we need to do? Whatever we saw in the Bible and what we know about the Lord is what we should carry. These are the representations of who the kingdom is. So if we're looking at our lives, do we fully represent the kingdom? Do we operate as kingdom would? But ye have not so learned Christ. He's telling them, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, according to the deceitful lust. Do you know your mind will tell you you're right when you're wrong? Do you understand that if you don't have a grip on the word of God or a real relationship of God, that you will do things and make yourself believe it's absolutely correct? When you go to the word, you'll find it's not true. And at that point, do you continue to say it's okay? Or do you say, Lord, let me check me. Let me pray that my mind will mirror what you would do. Let my mind follow after righteousness, right living, right doing, and that I may be a light to others. Listen, if you don't believe it's true, think about your parents, grandparents, and how they handle things. When we have godly parents and grandparents, we watch the way they move. We watch the way they talk. We watch the way they live. Why? Because guaranteed, my grandmother passed away. She was 97 years old. I love my grandmother. And I tell you, I can tell you today how she prayed. I can tell you how she carried herself. I can tell you how my grandfather did things. My parents and those that were close to me in the Lord, I watched them attentively. Do you not know people did that when Jesus walked the earth? They could see his heart. This is what we as believers are left to do, to show the world there is a dying world who needs a Savior, and we're inviting them into the kingdom based upon the thoughts that we have about him and what we know is true in the Word. So when a pastor, when a leader says to you that you need to study to show yourself approved, that's so you don't misrepresent what the kingdom is about. Just because we're in this human flesh, we'll make decisions that won't always be right. They won't always line up. But to be unified with him, we have to position ourselves to think like him, respond like him. And when we mess up, it began talking about being low in mind, humble enough to say we're sorry, humble enough to say, I need you, Lord, humble enough to say, let me get this right with my brother or my sister, humble enough to follow suit on the will and the word of God that heaven is glorified. He goes on to say, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You know, they often say, when you get married, don't go to bed mad. Don't tell people in your household, don't go to sleep and not resolve problems. This is where we get that from. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That means don't allow yourself to carry the next day walking in things that are not of God. This mindset is not of God. He wants us to be renewed, put on the new mindset. Let me forgive. Let me work this out. Let me talk about it. Let me pray about it. Let me work towards it. So it becomes what he would want when he returns, that he sees us in the image of him, being unified with him and learning how to love one another on the earth. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Uh-oh. How many of us understand the longer we think about a thing, you ever hear people say, the madder I got so mad, because the more we give our thoughts to something that's not healthy or good for us, it will hurt us. It will destroy us. The enemy, it could start with something very simple. And then before you know it, you're thinking about how you could do this or what could. This is where crime, violence, all of these things come from when we ponder too long on the wrong thing and take matters into our own hand and then decide that we can create a scenario that would justify our thinking. Can you imagine that the grace of God that we prayed about, the grace of God that we talked about, that he covered us in such a way that when we came into the body of Christ, that mindset could have been there in the lives of some people. But because of his grace, because of his mercy, because of his love, he turned their hearts and minds around. And now they understand that it is better to love him, to forgive others, to not think a certain way. And when we do that, our lives are changed. We then go from unrighteousness to righteousness. We then go from thinking wrong into thinking what would Jesus do sincerely and wanting to follow his ways. 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather give. Let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. So in other words, what he's really saying is go to work. Make sure that what you do is honest. Make sure that what you do is clean, because his way is always right. And whether we justify it with ourselves, he sees everything. He knows everything, and he knows how to help us so that things would be well in our life. 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I am very cautious of words. And listen, we all can mess up. We all can make a wrong statement. But when I hear someone or catch myself, one of the things is, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. What does that mean? We're conquerors over everything the enemy will throw at us. Hallelujah. We have grace. We have victory. We have power in this word. So when we're speaking, it should bring empowerment, life to someone. It shouldn't tear them down. Even if you have to address a matter that will cause them to really understand, there should be some type of resolve to the matter. It should be done in love. It should be done in grace. It should be done in a way that mirrors who our God is. See, we have to be careful not to take power and thoughts into our own hands, that we feel okay not allowing him to fully use us the way he wants to. How does he want to be used? He wants us to see how he rules, how he lives, the grace he gives, and do we operate in that grace? A concerned scripture I want you to pay attention to. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. What does that mean? Don't bring hardship. Don't bring a mindset that operates in something other than what the Holy Spirit does by your behavior, by your mindset, by your action. Because we are sealed until the day of redemption. His blood at Calvary's cross covered our sins. Everything you think that you're not, the blood of Jesus covered you. And it is so degrading to God for us to speak other than what he says, live other than what he says, move other than the way he says move. And when things happen and you feel that you can't, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And life will have a way of presenting things, but you have the power over all things through the word of God. And we say, thank him for that. Hallelujah. 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Here's our closing scripture. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Listen, I have been hearing God say, I watch things as I go through life day by day, asking him to give us wisdom, to give us strength, to give us everything that we need. And I want to be an excellent representation of the kingdom of God. Do you not know that should be the heart's desire of all that love him? We're not all on the same level, but wherever you are, you should pursue godliness as a believer. And if you're not saved and you say, well, I have time, may I say to you, in the last week, we've had death in the family. We've had sickness and affliction back to back. And my stance has been this: for God I live and for God I die. I'm telling you that so many things happen and so many things can occur in life. I myself have lived through so many things and continue to stand firm that God is who he is. It has nothing to do with what things look like. At the beginning of Ephesians 4, I'm going to go back and read it to you because I believe we're living in a time where people don't believe this word is true. Verse 2 says this, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let me ask you something. When we evaluate what we go through, is peace the end result? Or does it even matter? We live in a time where there's so much that's happening in our world, whether it's across the seas, in the United States, our government is facing a shutdown. We have this going on in crime. We have this going on in the world. Everyone wants to make a statement. But at the end of it all, is peace the end result? Or are we just being cliche in the way we live so that it appears that all is well? I want you to think and focus on these things because every day there's a new challenge. Every day something may come up or it may not. We've heard people say, command your day. When we wake up, do we ask God to lead us, guide us, and direct us? That is the beginning of acknowledging him, asking him into your day, asking him to lead you, asking him to help you so that all will be well. And then when we listen to his instructions, we will find things turn around. Things are not the way it appeared to be, because whenever he's in charge of a situation, it's subjected to him. So when I hear of things and I'm serving, doing things, and it appears it's going one way, I take that time to say, Lord, have your way. I want him to be glorified in everything we say and do. And can I be honest? When the days come and I don't feel as good, or I may feel like, man, I need to pray about that. Did I handle this right? The love of God comes in for each and every one of us that ask him to lead us, guide us, and direct us, that he can be glorified. He can be lifted up and he can be honored. Unity is not just us coming together, but it's living according to his word by the Holy Spirit as believers, that when we come together, there is an end result of peace, an end result of things that will show the world that he is God. And no one can bring unity like the Lord can. And it's a vital thing to know as we ask God for unity, that he be glorified, that he be lifted up, that there is good that comes out of the work that we have in the kingdom and the work that we do on the, that he is lifted up and honored. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand he is doing marvelous things. All things are to be subjected to him. When you wake up in the morning, seek his guidance. Throughout the day, if you're working, remember a scripture. Think on him and his goodness. And then you're unifying with him. You're communing with him. And then as you go through your day, you may have to return back home. And when you get home, you may have other duties. Make sure throughout your day you have unity with him by connecting with him at some point. If he is our Abba Father and Jesus is truly Lord of our lives, can you imagine when he says, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I knew you not." What does that mean? Did you ever take the time to spend time with him? Or did we get so caught up in works that we never even communed to have a relationship with him? These are the things we want to avoid, that we won't have our good works evil spoken of, because we're truly being unified in him, with him, and for him, that when the works that we do, it will be seen and known, because no man can do what Abba Father can do. So consider it an honor, a privilege, a blessing to serve. Don't look at the title. Look at what God has called you to do. So I wanted to encourage you and thank you for joining with me in this exhortation, that you may have a takeaway of what real unity, it begins with him, and then it extends out into our families and communities. So thank you for studying Ephesians 4 with me, and we're looking forward to more about unity with our guests on today. On today, we have with us Eric Ross, who is the president of Operation STL, and I also should have on the line Bishop Gregory Holly. God bless you both on today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I'm going to see if they are on the line. Are our guests on the line? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue to pray and ask the Lord to give us wisdom concerning all that we're going to talk about today. But true unity is important. We're grateful that the Lord is with us. I want you to pay more attention to your relationship with him than just the work. It's important, hallelujah, to know that God is doing an amazing work. He's utilizing people to make a difference, hallelujah, in this world. And it's important to follow suit with what he's given you to do, hallelujah. So I thank you so much for listening in. Hey, did you know that God has a plan for your life? He's doing so many amazing things that only he can do. Did you know when you were born, hallelujah, it's important to know that he has you. He's got you taken care of. Hold on one moment. Let me see if we can get the guests on the line, hallelujah, and bear with us and pray with us right now. We're believing God that he is working it out, hallelujah, for the unity on the line, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah and glory to God. We have on the line today Bishop Gregory Holly. How are you, Bishop, on today?
I am just blessed, too blessed to be pressed. I'm just rejoicing in God. Another day's journey. I could write his glory on the page of my life.
Yes,
so
sir.
I just can't say enough. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything God is doing in my life. I have no complaints.
Hallelujah.
Yes, right?
Yes, listen, we're here, and that's what matters the most, because God is great and he is good. Listen, on this weekend, you know, we're expecting Eric Ross to join us, but we know he's been busy, busy, busy. And we want to make sure we can get them on the line. But I wanted the listening audience to understand, hey, tell us what's going on September 30th at 2 p.m. at O'Fallon Park.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm just excited as you are.
Yes, sir.
The weather is beautiful.
Yeah.
And the timing, and I love God's timing. It's the fall, and we're going to be in O'Fallon Park.
Yes.
St. Louis, Missouri, right here at West Florissant.
Yes.
Right along West Florissant as it starts at Highway 70 right there when you get off. It runs all the way down to Fair. And we're leaving God for a great time of fellowshipping. There is so much going on this Saturday. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss it. Amen. And it's going. It's happening at 2 o'clock this Saturday.
Yes. 2 p.m. at O'Fallon Park. It's called Wake Up STL. And it is presented by Operations STL. So tell us, what can we expect? When we come, can we bring our families? Is it just an event? What's going to be happening at the Wake Up STL?
Well, it's definitely family-orientated. It's definitely that, because the family is the building block of society, and we know that, and we know families have been under thought and actively. So Eric Ross had the vision that he would come to North St. Louis. This North St. Louis has been pretty well decimated by drugs and gangs and you know the whole. We know crime and all of that. I ain't giving the devil no glory.
Amen.
And so it was his vision. And he came to me one day and said, I believe Kent, and the speaker, wonderful lady, referred him to me. And he came and said, I had this vision, Bishop, and you on the north side, and I was told to see you.
Yes.
And that was it. Amen.
Yes.
We got it going. And this is the third one. We did one last year about this time, you well know, and we did one in Fairground.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what's on the program. Let me tell you, I am excited about this. I can just see it. Right now, it's so much bad news.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on in the world with history. Oh, man. It's going to be face painting, kids raffle, games for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue. The raffle tickets are free.
Yeah.
And the raffle is, the big one is $1,000 cash grand prize. I have seen two people win that. This is our third venue. So I have seen them win that. I have seen them win gas cars, $50 gas cars. You know, gas is high.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of those to give away, and we also got $250 Amazon. You know, you can spend that. And the great things, 65-inch TV.
Yeah.
Two of them. So you see, Eric Ross had this vision.
Yeah.
And God blessed him with the funds.
Mm-hmm.
And he has put it together. I mean, we're going to be at picnic round number one, the main pavilion there. He's got in guests and artists and speakers and politicians coming
by.
So it's going to be a real rich, family rich, spirit rich.
Mm-hmm.
2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to enrich you, and you don't want to miss it. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad I teamed up with Avery Roth. He's part of the Historia staff out there at First Love Church. Missouri Bottom Road. And great pastor out there. He has great people. I'm just glad the team, my people, Great Fellowship Church, and we're right here, two blocks from the park.
Extremely glad to serve with you all, because I tell you, God is doing an extremely powerful work with all of us. And that's what we're talking about today, unity and how unity works. Did we even mention about the youth that are going to be there and the great things that the youth are doing to help as leaders? Talk to them. We're going to have youth, community youth that will be in the actual event serving and helping, because we know how important community service is, right? Serving and helping others. So I know you're a pastor. You've been serving for a long time. Isn't it important that the word is known not only in the church, but out of the church? Can you talk a little bit about why this and other community events? But there's also a twist to this one as well, because it's set up to provide community resources to let people find the love of God through our serving. But here's something else. Talk to the listening audience about the importance of the believer, not just being in the church, but in the community as well.
And that is so true, because we can't reiterate enough how important it is. I just can't put enough in it, because the church is known now to be, what, four walls and shut down, and most churches looking like prisons, and scared of the community, or the people in the community don't even know the faces of the people. So I love outreach. Outreach is my calling, and being on the front line is my calling. But it's all of our calling, and the church should be there outside, connecting, impacting, be the salt of the earth and being the light. We should be out there as examples so people can see our good work. You know, the Bible says that. See our good work, don't hide it in the bushel.
That's
right.
But
let your light so shine. We can't just shine in the walls. We have to shine outside the wall. And I'm glad Eric Walls had a vision to want to get out in one of the public parks. It's a public park. Plenty parking, plenty room outside the walls of the church, and invite the community in, and not just invite them in to beat them up with the word of God, but actually invite them in and minister to them, encourage them, and give them some resources and give them some information that can help them. Since North St. Louis is one of the most underprivileged, unserved areas in the city. So for Eric Walls to come, and mind you now, he's a Caucasian young man. He don't live over here. He don't live over here. And but he has testimony. He has. He's been over here in the drugs and all that with his friends. Amen. He went to prison.
Yeah.
So for God to put this on his heart, that shows that God care about the unsaved, the unbeliever. To use us, to bring us out of the walls, to bring other churches, other ministries, other nonprofits, other pastors together September the 30th at 2 o'clock to love on those that feel unloved, to be a voice for those that are voiceless, to hug, encourage those that feel downtrodden. You know, Isaiah said that. Those that sit in prison, those prison and sin, those who sit in darkness, a great light and shine, and we are to shine. And I thank God for affording us this opportunity Eric Ross.
Yes, I think he's coming in on a different line. Hold on just one moment. Hallelujah.
Sure. Thank you, Jesus.
All righty, we have on the line Bishop Eric is joining us. How? God is good.
Hey, I was pulling a bishop. I lost my phone.
Yeah.
So I just had to go back and get it. I found it, though. It was at somebody's house in their couch.
Thank God. I had to go buy a new one. I lost mine, too. And yeah. Eric was just over here.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm glad you found it, Eric. Amen.
Awesome.
Praise God.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
We've kind of been with
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've kind of been through everything.
Unity.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
yeah.
were talking about you and
yeah.
well, how the Lord put it on your heart to pick North St. Louis and
yeah.
to get us off of the walls, to bring the churches together, the pastors together. It's
yeah.
been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. It's the third one.
Yeah.
And thank God for you being a visionary and God
mm-hmm.
providing that you would come to North St. Louis of all places.
Yeah.
And
we
want to
go ahead, Bishop, I want to go ahead and mm-hmm. interview him now that he's on the line, because I know
yeah.
that we have a little bit more time left.
Well, go
and
ahead.
I want to
you
make,
and done me.
No problem.
You
done
yeah,
me.
And, I, and also, just real quick, I'm very honored, too, for Bishop Holly. You know, there
yeah.
was a lot of people that, you know, didn't really, Bishop Holly jumped in right from the get. He's just,
yeah.
And I'm just very excited about you, Bishop, and thankful for God
I
joining us
you.
Together, because not very many people and even still are not willing to
mm-hmm.
partner with us. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
they don't
yeah.
know what they're missing, because God has blessed me by blessing you.
Yeah.
Okay, you go ahead and finish. She didn't get to the artist at all. We just kind of
yeah.
talked about the time
okay.
and the prize, but we didn't
yeah.
get to none of the artists. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead off. And, Ari, I'll see you soon.
Well,
I'll see you tomorrow night at your church. Yeah.
Bishop,
yes.
we love
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
We appreciate you. Thank you for all that
you
do.
I know.
And
I know
that you are going to be doing a great and mighty work serving on Saturday. And
yes.
God bless you with what you do for your own church, Grace Fellowship. Can you give the listening audience your address for your local assembly that they may want to come and fellowship with you? Would you share that at this time? And then I'll finish the interview with Eric afterwards.
Okay, sure, Michelle. The Grace Fellowship Church is located at 4276 Athlon,
mm-hmm.
right on the corner of Athlon and Carter. It's actually
mm-hmm.
two blocks south of West Flores and Arthur Park that we're going
mm-hmm.
to be at. Two blocks almost straight down. And it's St. Louis, Missouri, 63115. If you want to visit on Sunday, it's at 12:30. We have meet and greet, coffee, and we meet and greet. And then 1 to 3 is our service. So God bless you. And God bless you, Eric. And I know I'll be talking to you before Friday. Probably something else will come up. And you too, Michelle.
Yes, God bless you. Have a
All
very
right.
blessed and beautiful evening, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, I love you both. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Eric, we thank you for joining us. We know that your time is limited and you've been doing so much. We shared about Wake Up STL, which is going to be at O'Fallon Park at 2 p.m. And we want the listening audience to know how important is this vision that God gave you for this community. What are we saying about Wake Up STL? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, how important it is it's very important, you know, because like St. Louis, you know, whenever God judged different cities in the Bible, they were judged as a whole. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people like to see themselves like, hey, you know, whatever's going on in the city, that really doesn't have anything to do with us, you know, but that's just not how God has revealed himself in the past when he judged cities. He just held everyone accountable. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were seeing this, like, it's easy to just ignore or to think, like, oh, well, whatever's going on down there, that really doesn't have anything to do with me or doesn't affect me. But, you know, we really see the city as a whole and how every action affects all of us. And when we're believing for God to do something big for St. Louis, we know that we got to come alongside every part of the body to empower them and encourage them and help and join and that whatever God is, if God is going to have mercy on us and is going to hear our cry and turn things around, it's not going to be done by just one person or one church.
Mm-hmm.
That God is forcing us to work together
mm-hmm.
to really, you know, fulfill his will for our city, for St. Louis, because we believe that God has a destiny for our city, that, that God's going to do great things in our city. And he started, you know, he's already started to do it, you know, and we're watching the crime rate go down and, and healing is happening across, you know, cultures and ethnicities and even denominations. And just God is healing our city, and we're just excited to be an agent of that and a part of it, and get to watch what he's doing. And there's so many collaborations that are happening in different ministries, and just really walking that out, you know, to see St. Louis wake up. Hey, you know, we were number 7 in the world for murder, you know, just a couple years ago. Like, if you looked up what cities were the most dangerous cities in the world, like, we were up there with cartel cities, with cities in South America, like, madness. You know what I mean? That there is a spirit on St. Louis. It was that the principalities, the powers of darkness were seated here, and God is driving us to, no, we're going to uproot these principalities and powers of darkness and usher in the kingdom here, you know? And it's just, I don't know, it's just a miracle, honestly, this what we're doing to wake St. Louis up and get them, you know, and to the Lord to repent and turn to him, you know?
I want to talk about, tell us, it's more than just an event. It is life-changing. When people walk on the grounds, let's talk about it. What are they going to see? One of the biggest things that this organization is known for is the unity. What will the people see when they walk on the grounds?
Man, what they're going to see is what the body is intended to be. I mean, it's diverse. The body isn't meant to be, you know, any certain culture or even, you know, status or whatever it is. It's a mix. You know, we've got poor, we've got rich, we've got middle class, we've got white, we've got black, we've got Hispanic. You know, we, you know, the Lord is just bringing so many people together to just, like, show people, hey, this is what the body of Christ looks like, and this is what we can look like if we just agree on the majors and we don't divide over the minors, and we just are all convinced, hey, you know, Jesus wants us to work together to bring people to him. Because at the end of the day, we can talk about transformation in our city as much as we want, but unless people have a change in their heart, things aren't going to change. And the only way for a person to have a transformation in their heart is to be born again of the Spirit of God. You know, and that's a work of the Holy Spirit that is done through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So, you know, when we look at all the issues, you know, it's a heart issue and a sin issue. And if people don't repent and turn from their sins, we're not going to see things change, you know.
And I think it's a beautiful thing that God has given you, the vision that he's given you, not only to unite the community overall, because community is made of everything other than church. We still have schools, we have the churches, we have businesses, we have in all those things. But to see everybody come together and work with one accord is truly amazing and a gift from God. Also, there will be also something that defines it a little differently, is there is hope for people. There are tents that will be available for our guidance, for prayer, for those that may come and choose and may feel like, as we're talking about, there's a lot going on. So the great thing, too, that is offered is that they have a chance to talk with someone, to find love, to find peace on the grounds of O'Fallon Park. And that is to be commended as well, because when you're going through life, you know, just a smile, something greater, but to know that you are loved, even if it's only from 2 o'clock until 6 p.m., that's a great mission to have. And you're spreading hope and unity to prevent crime and violence. What would you want the community, besides coming out? Let's talk about, you have artists coming in. Talk about your artist that is coming in, and let us know what your thoughts are and what you're asking the community to do after you finish that, before we close out the interview.
Yeah, well, the artists, you know, that are all involved in this, they're obviously they've all had an experience with Jesus, and they've all were going into a community that most of the artists and all pretty much all the artists and speakers have had to come out of a lifestyle of crime or homelessness or really anything, drug addiction. I mean, if you name it, you know, it's there, you know, prison sentences. I mean, between the speakers in this event, I was trying to add it up in my mind, but we got like 70 years in prison sentences served, you know, and it's like when we have, you know, and the music is such a large part, because I remember, you know, listening to that music back in the day, it just, it starts, you don't even realize a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Like my mind is being transformed. I'm starting to think like, oh, this is what's cool. Like, murder and selling drugs and womanizing and all these things that, you know, the music of, you know, hip hop culture in the world promotes, you know, the glorification of murder and a criminal lifestyle, where it's like, no, we got to shift that perspective and show people like, listen, we still got, there's music that's cool, but it doesn't have to be where so negative. And that, and that learning that that is negative, like, listen, like, there ain't nothing cool about being a gangster. There ain't nothing cool about going to prison and leaving your family behind and the people that care about you. There ain't nothing cool. There ain't nothing cool about going to hell. You know what I mean? There ain't nothing cool about going to hell. You know? So, like, at the end of the day, it's, you know, just men who were deceived and God had mercy on them, and we're trying to have, show people the mercy that we've received and and realizing, like, and remembering, like, we needed God's mercy. And it was an act of God's mercy that spared us from death and kept us alive and gave us this opportunity to speak. And these men that, you know, it would be easy to judge them like, oh, they're just out acting a fool. We always got to remember, no, that was us without God. That was us without Christ. You know what I mean? And so that's just our way to give back and, you know, not give up on our city and realize, hey, some of these people just, like you said, never have experienced love before. You know, people don't wake up and usually decide that they want to be a murderer or whatever. Sometimes they just have hatred in their heart because they've been abused or never loved or born into a family that rejected them or just didn't care about them or was just busy with sin in their own life or addiction. Or, you know, you never know, you know. So, but
and I want to commend you on the great work that you're doing here. And we certainly know that God is well pleased. Can you encourage someone? You said something very important, and that is, you know, we never know what people have gone through. And for 4 hours on in a park, people will be able to have a wonderful family-oriented event and yet have hope for their own lives. Can you encourage the listening audience that no matter where they are in life, there is hope for them through the Lord and as the Lord would lead you? Please share with them.
Well, you know, I was raised in church. I was raised in a, you know, in a home. I never heard my parents cuss or drink or smoke, and they were Christians. My mom was a worship leader and a leader. And I just chose, you know, I chose to rebel. I loved sin. I mean, I didn't even want to do the right thing. Like if I watched a movie, I wanted to be like the bad guy. You know what I mean? It was just like, and I continually just chose this path where, you know, you know, had stolen money from the tithes thing at church. I mean, like, like just to see God's mercy in my own life and, and the things that I've been through, DWIs, you know, broken relationships, conspiracy to distribute cocaine, you know, hatred towards people, you know, like F everybody but myself. I didn't care about anybody but myself. So selfish. You know what I mean? I just had total disregard for the law, like just total disregard for creation, throwing my trash out the window. Like, like all I know is that if God had mercy on me, there's hope for anyone. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I mean, the only thing I really can say sometimes that I ever did right in my life before Christ was fail. You know what I mean? And I chose deliberately to love and live in sin. And but God had mercy on me. You know, and he transformed me. And it wasn't that, like, I just found it within myself to finally start doing the right thing. It was that I came to the Lord and I'm like, I knew that I was so broken. I knew that I was going to hell. I knew that I had just didn't want to do the right thing. And I finally cried out to him. And in that place where it was like, all right, like, I can't do this. I can't be a Christian. I can't do the right thing. I don't even want to do the right thing. The Lord heard me, you know, just because I came to him with an honest heart, even if being honest, tell God that I didn't love him. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. You just come to him from wherever you are and just be honest with him, and he'll meet you there. And he's the one that restores and changes and does the work that's necessary to bring you back into a right relationship with him, because Jesus Christ has paid the price for us all our rebellion, all our sin, all of our hatred towards God. Jesus paid for it all and endured it all so that he could reveal his love to us and teach us and enable us to love him, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we thank you for sharing your testimony, sharing Wake Up STL, and allowing us to see that unity is possible with the help of the Lord. With all of the community support, the churches, the youth, all of these things coming together at the heart where you said the Lord had mercy on you and trust you to carry his vision that others would know they can have hope too. So we thank you so very, very much for joining us today on the Just For You podcast. We're grateful you found your phone, and God bless you, your beautiful wife, Christina, and your children. And you even have a new addition. May God bless you all. And just thankful for the work that you're doing. We want to also remind you that on September the 30th at O'Fallon Park, please come prepared to enjoy the day and see what the Lord is doing in the city of St. Louis. And it's presented by Operation STL. For more information, you can look up the website at www.operationstl.com, and you'll find out all about the great work that they're doing, including their most recent television appearance on KSDK. So thank you again, Eric, for joining us. If you have any closing remarks, you can make them at this time.
Oh, no, just thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for all your help to make all these things happen. Without Michelle, there would be no Wake Up STL. I promise you that.
Well, so, we appreciate you. We appreciate serving God. It's good. Well, listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. We thank you, Eric, for being on. We thank Bishop Holly, and we want to just share a few announcements with you. Want you to know on also September 30th, there is an event entitled An Evening in the Garden in Ferguson, Missouri. For more information about An Evening in a Garden, you can reach them at www.proud/ferguson.org. All right. Also, coming up in the month of September, we're closing out. We have Operation STL Presents Wake Up St. Louis. It will be held at O'Fallon Park at 2 p.m. at Pavilion 1. For more information, contact them at www.operationstl.com. We want you to know maybe this is your birthday today. If it is, we celebrate you here at Just For You and on Elation Radio. We say happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating that, or maybe you've gotten a new job, had a new baby, here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. In life, we recognize so many things happen and that life can take a turn. In that case, we know that prayer is needed. Here, we're praying for you. We want you to know We thank you for sending in your prayer requests, those things that you need us and ask us to pray about, and we are praying for you. We don't want you to miss an opportunity to receive help. In St. Louis, we have two national organizations, United Way. In the St. Louis area, we dial 211 to access them. They are also accessible on the web. Look up United Way. If you are in need, they will get an intake specialist, hear what you need to the right department. There's also Urban League STL. Urban League STL is found in the St. Louis area. However, it too is a national organization. In St. Louis, you can access them at www.ulstl.com, and they will be able to assist you with over 60 programs that they have available, including development of properties, homes, different things that they offer, and utility assistance. Please contact them. Don't go to sleep on your local library. That's slcl.org for the St. Louis County Library. They offer more than books. You can have services if you're a senior inbound. They have diapers for children. They also offer after-school feedings for children attending the library. So much good stuff is going on. Tune in and find out more about the activities of your local St. Louis County Library. On Monday night, you can find Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, meet us back here for the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. You will find us here at 5:30 p.m. if the Lord says the same, Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the fourth Friday is our wonderful meeting for women on Clubhouse. It is entitled From Ashes to Beauty. You can find the Women of Elation on Clubhouse, 9 p.m. That's the fourth Friday of every month, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we come together, share nuggets in the Word about business and about life. So we want you to know you can have your community announcement read on Just For You on Elation Radio. Why? Because we care about the community. Please send those in to Michelle Wright on Facebook, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And you can also email them at leading like you're leading someone, Wright like my last name, and we'll be happy to take those announcements and read them for what's going on in the community. We want to thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Michelle, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. It's a pleasure to serve you. Thank you to our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We appreciate you and our Elation family. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through him that loved us. That's Romans 8 and 37. Thank you to our guest today. That would be none other than the president of Operation STL, that is Eric Ross, and Bishop Gregory Holly, who is the pastor of Grace Fellowship, also serving with Operation STL. We honor him, his wife, and family. And don't forget, meet everyone at the Wake Up STL, located at O'Fallon Park at 2 p.m. Thank you for joining us, and have a very blessed and beautiful evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You are to me.